Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. Today I'd like to chat about some unwelcome visitors to your garden. Moles. Many gardeners consider these small creatures their enemies. The two types of moles most commonly found in Cape Town are the mole rat and the golden runner mole. Both of these are endemic to the Western Cape. I'll describe the differences between the two so that you can identify which one you may be dealing with. The golden runner mole is a protected species only found in our part of the world. They are named runner moles because of the surface runs that they create. They are becoming active now after the winter rains. They move quickly in damp, loose soil, making raised surface burrows along the ground. This particular mole is a mammal and feeds on insects, beetle grubs, earthworms, and millipedes. They are quite shy, mostly nocturnal, but can be active in the early morning or late afternoon. They rely on mostly their hearing and smell and underground vibrations for navigating and finding food. Their bodies are adapted for a burrowing lifestyle, so they have large 4 feet used for digging. They cause damage to plants as they dig through root systems. The other mole, quite common in Cape Gardens, is a different animal called the Cape Dune mole rat. This mole rat is a rodent that can become as large as a rabbit. The mole rat is a plant eater that chews at the roots of plants, bulbs, and underground vegetables. They push the soil right out of the burrows, so can be identified by the mole hills that they create. They can be quite aggressive and can inflict damage, so don't put your hand into an active tunnel or mound of soil. They are also active early morning and late afternoon. For mole rats, who feed off bulbs and roots, a good idea is to plant your bulbs and vegetables in pots rather than directly into the soil. If you do have bulbs, tubers, or root vegetables in the soil already, you can try to make them inaccessible by using an underground mesh barrier so that the mole rats are unable to reach your plants. Certain plants can also be a natural deterrent to both types of moles. They dislike strong smells, so plants like marigolds can be used as a border plant and a barrier. The wild garlic plant, Tolbachia, which has a little purple flower, also works well as an edging plant and also has a strong garlic smell that helps to deter moles. In fact, plants in the onion family, like onions, chives, leeks, and garlic, will also help to repel moles. Some gardeners have had good success with garlic. An idea for you to try is to use crushed garlic, pour boiling water over it, and let it stand overnight. The liquid can then be used to water the ground where moles are present. The strong smell repels the moles, and the goal is to chase the mole towards the edge of your garden and then eventually out of your garden towards an open area like an open field, for example. You can also purchase a mole repellent made up of a garlic extract. Another option is a sonic mole deterrent. This device works by emitting sonar frequencies that moles are very unhappy with, so they move away from the area. At the end of the day, whichever method you use, please remember that some moles are protected species. If efforts to chase them off your property are not working, it would be wise to call in a mole expert who can capture the mole for you and release it safely into another area. So that's all from me for today. For comments or questions, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a lovely weekend.